This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
What's our starting point? What is our reason for being? Who are we? Why are we here? We got a guest on this hour I think could answer those questions really well. I just have that sense about him. And we were introduced to him through a good friend, Dr. Ravi Kulasekara. And you know how long it took me to figure out how to say Kulasekara? A while. And I'm going to do my level best to say his name right. K. Darji. I'm trying to equally balance all the syllables in there. K. Darji. And is this a name from birth? Because it's the first time I've heard this name.
So, and you pronounced it very well. K. Darji is a name given me as part of my initiation into a lineage of sadhus, and it means blessing of grace. So I have a birth name, but all of my friends and students and associates refer to me as K. Darji.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. And the reason we connected, as I mentioned, that you did like an online seminar webinar weekend a few weeks back that Dr. Ravi was on. We noticed Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, a number of our friends from the Ohio Health Freedom Group. So we're in there. I thought, you know, there's an adage that says, you know, tell me who your friends are and I'll know who you are. Right.
Mm.
And so I immediately had an affinity. I said, this guy, we got to get him on. And so I'm grateful that you're here with me. And you told me before we went to air that you were aware of this show. I'm always surprised. You know, I was like, does anybody know about this show? Apparently somebody does. And you connected maybe through the truth about cancer years ago. So this is really cool.
Yes. So happy to be on and also want to offer thanks for support to Super Don.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, he's an amazing support, and I lean on him. He's amazing. He used to be 6'2", now he's 5'4", because I lean on him so much.
5'4"?
Well, you know, I could be a heavyweight in my mind.
That's a big lean, yeah.
Yeah, it's a heavy lean. No, I couldn't do that. I could do nothing to diminish Super Don. So, yes, thanks for connecting us all and getting you on board here. Can you briefly remind everybody about that webinar seminar you hosted, the reason for it, the kind of concept, because again, it's so much alignment with what we do here.
Yes, it was Conquer Your Fears, and it was a weekend online retreat, and it will come around again. We're going to do a replay actually in a couple of weeks, so people can go to conqueryourfears.org to find out more about that. And this is a duty that we felt, when I say we, myself, the board of the Bhakta School of Transformation, to mount based on a series of courses that we're doing, because as you very well know, in this, I'll call it an outbreak, which is really a pandemic, the perpetuation of everything that we're experiencing that violates our God-given rights, our constitutional rights, is being perpetuated by fear. And of course, we know that fascism employs fear to engineer consent. And so we felt very strongly that we had to put on, in lieu of a 2-month course that we've been doing, a weekend, full weekend retreat. Dr. Robbie was a part of it, as you mentioned, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, mm-hmm. Our friends from Health Freedom Ohio. I have to give a shout out to Nadira Lopez Garrity, Scott Shoemaker, Lindsay Evans. There's another great group, Mahoning County Darlings, that we work with. And so really great people that we had together, because we are called now. I say, okay, we're in this very challenging time. The challenging times are a way of understanding God's will to look at us, to look ourselves squarely in the face and say, what must be done now? What are we being called to do? Because I think that the masses have been living in a state of fear for a very, very long time. And now we have a controversy that's magnifying it to the point where we're being asked, what do you want? Do you want to live as sheep? Do you want to live as slaves? Or do you want to rise above? Do you want to use, you know, we can't address a challenge that was created by a particular type of awareness with the same awareness. We have to go to a higher awareness to resolve a challenge.
I've heard it say that you can't solve a problem from within the same consciousness that created that problem.
You got it.
And you know, I look at what we're not being asked to do, but being told to do is to fear one another, to denigrate one another, to attack one another. All of these things that would be horrible if you started talking to just somebody one-on-one, say, I want you to hate this person. I want you to attack. It's like, you would go, no, I don't want to do that. But subtly through, guess what? The F word, fear. They have manipulated consciousness to not recognize that that's what we were being asked to do, point blank. I just need you to hate people and be afraid of them and never touch them, never love them, never hug them. And it's like, it's so, I guess, bizarre because it's so not, I believe, our true nature. When we recognize who we are, or if I say, who am I, you know, and why am I here? Is it to do all of that? But we are being given, as always, one of the greatest gifts I say is freedom. Sometimes people say it's the greatest curse because you are free to really screw up. But in my lifetime, it's been the greatest lessons and blessings that I've been allowed that freedom by God to make really bad choices so that I would have the opportunity to learn and grow from them. And I know there are times, Kedarji, that I wanted to stop people from making the same mistakes that I made, but by my interference with them, I violated their freedom, even though I had good intentions. I don't want you to get hurt like I was. But I ended up having a negative, really, ow, that wasn't nice. What was wrong? And I've said it, and Superdon always loves this analogy. You got a little old lady, you help her across the street, and she's beating you with her umbrella the whole way. Come to find out when you're on the other side, she's like, you know, you're like, why are you not grateful? She's like, because I didn't want to go across the street. But you thought she did. It's like, where is the respect for freedom? Why isn't that being primarily taught to us? You know, just a big question here I got.
So I think that you're so right, and I want to add one thing that you just pointed to, which is that critical thinking, my spiritual guru used to say, independence of will and judgment alone causes one to stand upright like God. And so I think what we're also seeing in this perceived challenge and this denigration of humankind, and frankly, the attempts to change what it means to be human, that what we can also see is that there are models of leadership that we can choose to model after to overcome fear. And that's what the Conquer Your Fears weekend was all about, is that we can model. We actually stand on the shoulders of very great beings, from Mahatma Gandhiji, and we can go back even further than there, but I'll start there. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., John F. Kennedy, who was assassinated, Robert F. Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy Jr. Mm-hmm. We have people who've made such great sacrifices to protect our God-given rights, our the rights under natural law, our rights under inalienable rights that God gives us. And so we can model after these people and understand that we have a responsibility now, and it's actually a privilege. I consider the horrors of this pandemic, and we're under ridiculous emergency mandates in the state of Ohio, but I consider that to be a great gift because it's a gift that's causing people to wake up. It's a gift that's causing us to actually adopt our God-given responsibility to protect the truth. We call it dharma in my lineage, in my tradition, the righteousness of truth, because we got here because we've been trying to trade in truth for convenience for so, so long.
Or cheap Chinese goods, as we mentioned last hour.
Cheap Chinese goods, right. So we've done that for so long that we've actually, we've gotten comfortable with living in a state of fear. We've made fear our friend. But because we've made fear our friend, we can eliminate it. And if we have good models, and I was very fortunate to have one, but there are many out there. we have to attack and eliminate fear within ourselves. Everything else will take care of itself once we step up to the plate and embrace, because fearlessness is part of our innateness. It's part of our God nature, our God power.
Our godliness is fearlessness.
Absolutely. So all we have to do is to remove the veil, the blanket that we keep throwing over that fearlessness, and enact what's already ours. The treasure is already there.
Yeah, when people say, Robert, why aren't you afraid? Aren't you afraid? You're speaking about all these things. You should be scared. I'm like, you know what? I'm only afraid when I forget who I am.
Yeah.
When I forget my deep relationship with that which created me, God, Creator, Supreme Being, you know, everybody's got their different words and names for it.
Yes.
And that's when I can go, all right, that's my litmus. It's like, I'm a little off now. Let's find our way back. And we can talk about techniques and exercises, books, other people that inspire you, right, to live the fearless life, which is like, that's why I like Conquering Fear, that weekend thing you did. And I hope, you know, you'll let people know about it whenever you replay it. We can let our audience know about it. So in case they didn't already tap into it, I'd love for them to do so. Now, Kedar G, we have links in the show notes, of course, to your website. I want to introduce people to it for those that want to learn more. There's a school, bhaktaschool.org, B-H-A-K-T-A. And I love these ancient words, terms, Sanskrit and such, and I've done some studies into them. And I mentioned to you before we got on the air that I named one of my cats years ago Bhakti, B-H-A-K-T-I. And you know, so I asked you, I said, well, what's the difference between bhakti and bhakta? Because they're both of the same language, and there's probably a similarity.
Yes, and so a bhakta is one who has great bhakti. So a bhakta is one who embodies this bhakti, this devotion to the Creator, devotion to the God nature that exists equally in all of us, and also devotion to realizing that nature, to making the journey to fully embrace that nature. So a bhakta is one who is committed to that.
Mm, beautiful, beautiful. And I always thought of it as an ancient order or path. I think a term is marg, M-A-R-G, a marg, a path of love.
Marg, and it is the path of love. And I was initiated into a particular lineage of spiritual beings, really great saints, known as sadhu. Sadhu is just a word that very similar to a priest, or clergy. Upon initiation, we make a vow to serve humanity through spiritual uplift and well-being. Vibrant health is a part of it. And we make that our top priority in life, is what sadhu that
I get a
really
sense
embodies.
That you don't do this by beating people into submission, but by being a living example for others?
There's a difference between being effulgent and self effacing and self-promoting. And so effulgence is the key.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If we tap into who we really are, and you hit it right on the head when you said it's really a matter of understanding and knowing who we are, that's really what's happening in this pandemic. People are being forced to ask this question more and more. And if we tap into who we are and that what I'm calling God power, some people call it Shakti, some people call it the energy substratum of everything, there's one fact. And here is the fact, even for people who don't believe in this or are not ready to embrace it. We live on a planet that hangs in a void of space with nothing, with material with which to hold it there, spinning on an axis in an orbit around a fireball. And this phenomenon has occurred for longer than anyone knows, but it happens in an orderly fashion, so orderly that we can pin 365 days in a year on one rotation of the Earth around the sun, 24 hours in a day, in one spinning of the Earth's axis back and forth. We can make very accurate predictions on the waxing and waning of the moon. And the fact is this, there's no president, no premier, no army, no drug cartel, no sovereign wealth trust, no elite group of wealthy individuals can change or manipulate this fact. So there's a sacred law here, and all science has to start with the examination of this sacred law.
Yeah.
And as Mahatma Gandhiji said, where there is law, there is a lawgiver. Whatever label you want to use that helps you recognize it doesn't matter. It's the experience within, right? So we can't deny that the Creator is always possessing this place, always in control, even though the mundane circumstances may appear to be different. I call what we're going through today a purging. And at the end of that, those who love God will stand supreme.
Anybody who's ever purged in their healing process, it's not pleasant.
Yeah.
It's not a pleasant time, but there is a great purification that occurs. And on the other side, you end up stronger for it. And then, you know, look, what we talk about principles, we talk about, you know, fundamental ideas and ideals that lead to, you know, a better life, a life of service, I believe, in a sense. And I have to go back to that word. Was it effulgent? Effulgence?
Effulgent, right. Being okay. Effulgent rather than self-proclaiming.
Super Don, do you get, write that word down? We got a, this is a, the new word of the Robert Scott Bell Show today, effulgent. How do we spell that? E-F?
E-F-F-U-L-G-E-N-T.
All right. I love it when we get new words here. I feel smarter immediately. So, that's cool. All right. So, and I didn't make it up. It's a real word.
It is.
This is very cool. So I want to go back to the BhaktiSchool.org, and maybe you can tell us a little bit more about the school itself if people are inclined to want to learn more. I know there's a store. You have books as well available. It looks like there are courses. You hosted that Conquering Fear event, and I'm looking at a book down here on the screen now. I can only read the top part of it. It says How to Live Strong and Be Happy written. Tell me about
how
that.
How to Live Strong and Be Happy, and this is a book that presents to people the daily rituals of the most spiritually powerful, happiest, and healthiest people on the planet, and it's an embodiment of my journey. I was raised in two traditions. So the first tradition is I grew up being mentored by Michio Kushi. I was one of the early students of the Kushi Institute before the state of Massachusetts would even give Michio accreditation, so he was handing out his own degrees. And so I graduated from there after 3.5 years of study, got my degree in Eastern medicine, Oriental medicine, acupuncture, acupressure, and hands-on healing. And then I went on for 10,000 more hours of study with Dr. Bernie Jensen, Wataru Ohashi of Ohashi Institute, Anne-Marie Colbin, Victor Kovinskis. These people are the pioneers of what was then called the whole life transformation movement. And so I came up in that tradition, and I was very sick growing up for the earlier years of my life, very serious conditions. And I decided to adopt the methods I had been trained, and long story short, completely healed things like serious cases of type 2 diabetes. I'm talking about fasting blood sugars of 675. Serious cases of liver malfunction. They wanted to give me a liver transplant. They wanted to take my left kidney. I walked away from my medical team and healed myself without any medical interventions or pharmaceutical drugs. It's been over 40 years, so I know the healing has taken hold. I've never had any symptoms return. So that was the first tradition I was raised in. And then when I was performing music and traveling through India, I got a couple of days off here and there in the tour and wound up frequenting ashrams of very great spiritual beings. And that's where I found my spiritual guru and was initiated into the present tradition. And I've taken everything that I have been so privileged to be taught and put that in the frame of the Bhakta school with four pillars of total well-being. The first is the spiritual power. The second is improved mental state. The third is emotional resilience. And the fourth is vibrant health.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
A mother has been arrested in the deaths of her three children in the Los Angeles area. 30-year-old Liliana Carrillo was arrested after police responded to a residence on Saturday and found the children, all apparently under the age of 5, dead inside an apartment. It's believed they were stabbed to death. One person was killed and three others were injured at a convenience store in Missouri. The shooter, a 28-year-old, was arrested. A man in New York City arrested for allegedly threatening to stab an undercover police officer who is Asian. ABC 7 reports that 35-year-old Juvian Rodriguez allegedly approached the officer as they were on an escalator and started shouting anti-Asian statements before making threats. He's facing several charges, including harassment as a hate crime. NYPD, in an effort to root out anti-Asian hate crimes, has placed officers out of uniform in areas where they are known to occur. This was the second arrest this week. This is USA Radio News. Preparations are being made for a small gathering as Prince Philip is laid to rest. Brendan Gunzel reports from the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau.
Buckingham Palace has announced Prince Philip's funeral will take place at St. George's Chapel at Windsor Castle on Saturday, April 17th, a smaller, more private affair with only 30 people scheduled to attend. Prince Philip died on April 9th at the age of 99. He leaves behind his wife of 73 years, Queen Elizabeth II, their four children, eight grandchildren, and 10 great-grandchildren. Prince Harry will be in attendance, but his wife, Meghan Markle, will not. Doctors have advised her not to travel due to her pregnancy.
The bodies of four migrants have been recovered from a boat in Spain, along with 19 survivors who made the treacherous trek from West Africa to the Canary Islands. Rescuers responded to a call of distress. Helicopters airlifted groups of migrants, including six people in poor health, suffering from dehydration. The Atlantic crossing has become a major route for migrants and those seeking asylum. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
And we integrate the last three of the pillars into the first, and they're this perfect, harmonious integration, and that's the foundation for everything we teach at the Bach the School.
Well, very clear bullet points here. I've got them up on screen for people to see that. That if, you know, if you resonate with that, want to learn, maybe you want to teach. You know, I always remember growing up, and we have a similar story in terms of ill health in young years, although thankfully they didn't threaten to take my kidneys or try to replace my liver. I wasn't that bad off. So you really, you know, not that you want to win that prize, but you got it. You know, I had to overcome a lot in my young life growing up in America, in the West, where we didn't know that food really mattered as long, except that it was cheap and fast, right, that kind of thing. And nutrition was an afterthought. It's a word we learned but really didn't know anything about. And still, we're struggling with that in the West and in America with our government and their abandonment, if they've ever embraced it, of real health via nutrition and other practices, spiritual or otherwise. I look at my recovery, And it was many years in the making, because when I was, you know, as far back as I can remember how little I was, where I just said, I'm going to grow up and be a doctor. It was just something I knew. But finding out at 18 or 19 years of age at a major research university that what doctors did to me for the previous 19 years was not something I could do to other people. I would be just in great permanent states of, ugh, I feel horrible. This is not why I wanted to do that, to hurt people. No. And so it was another 4 or 5 years of getting grounded in more spiritual principles that allowed me to be open. And this is an old adage you all have heard, when the acolyte is ready, the teacher or the master appears. When the student is ready, the teacher appears. Many different ways they've said that. So I had to be grounded in basic principles before I could meet a homeopathic doctor. That I could go, oh, that's not too strange that I'm going to run away in fear. I'm going to say, what is that? That's intriguing. And then begin to embrace the concepts and principles that, yep, we need a good liver to be alive in the body. And here's what you got to do to restore it, much less keep it good, right? And these are the processes that I had to be open to be able to make that switch in my own life. And so I believe it's, a gift, a divine gift that I think we are always being given. It's a question of whether we recognize the gift or the gifts when they're always being given. And we are so distracted from that because I think we are living in fear primarily that we can't see, much less hear or receive the messages that are saying, hey, here's your path. It's all you got to do is here. Drop the fear because it's blocking you from that, whatever it is that is going to resonate with you. Because I know everybody's an individual, and that's why I respect that. And your path is unique, and it's brilliant because you've helped a lot of people.
And I would say, because you've led me into this, it's my spiritual guru would say it's always raining grace, but we put up our umbrellas. And so grace is that power, and grace is everywhere. And we have a choice as to whether or not to embrace grace. But first, we have to begin to recognize it. And the covering, the obstacle to that, also you're leading me so perfectly into this, is a false identity. If we don't identify with our God nature, then all we have is this body, which has no agency of its own outside of the power that brought this entire universe into being, right? And so I like to call this body our biological spacesuit or our temple, the temple in which we reside. And you alluded to something that was really a big opening for me. When I understood that I am not just this body, then two things occurred. The first was that I was able to be inspired from within to take the steps I needed to heal my body. But the second thing that occurred is that I took an interest in methods that would allow me to experience what is beyond the mind and beyond the senses. And so one of those is a meditation method. We teach it here in our school. A lot of people say, well, I can't meditate. My mind is too busy. The problem is the restless mind. We've got to make the mind quiet enough to actually experience what's beyond the mind and beyond the senses. And so one of the simple techniques that we employ, that we share with others, is a meditation that can be done in under 3 minutes, and it works really, really well. And that's just to gently close your eyes, take 3 very steady inhalations and exhalations, and then after you do so, you maintain the awareness of your breath, being mindful to pay attention to the space between the breath. So after you inhale, there's a slight pause before you exhale again. And then after you exhale, there's a slight pause before you inhale again, to pay attention to those spaces. And then just to watch your thoughts passively, right, without any reaction or response. So, for example, you try this at home, which I encourage you to do, and you're sitting there, and a thought of pizza pops into your mind. And then you say, oh, why am I thinking of pizza when I should be meditating? Don't do that. That's a reaction. Mm-hmm. Just as if you're lying back in a field watching the clouds come and go.
Yeah.
You know that the blue sky is going to return. So you just watch your thoughts passively with no reaction, with no response, and you bring your mind back to the sound that your breath makes and those spaces between the breaths. And we have case study after case study after case study over 14 years that people who practice methods like the one I just shared, that people can do at home, in under 3 minutes, the mind becomes quiet and silent. But then we begin to experience,
there's something else there. There's
beyond
a power.
The mind.
Yeah. That I didn't recognize. There's an ocean of love, an ocean of peace, indescribable joy. And when we tap that, automatically we're fearless. If we live in a more and more of a state of joy, there's nothing to fear. Someone said to me the other day, there's so much evil in the world. And I said, really? I said, look at how the sun is still shining. Look at the beauty of the trees and the grass. Are you going to tell me that there's more evil than love in the world? No, there is not. And there never has been. Just look around you.
Yeah, and it's the arrogance of man that believes it can conquer creation in the way that, you know, even as we talk about Bill Gates' attempts to block out the sun through aerosol spraying, he's not going to succeed. But the fact is, man is so stupid that he would try to do something like that.
Right.
When we come back from this break, can you stick around?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, Kate Dargy is with us today, really enjoying uplifting. And I want to ask him about the Liberty Action Council. That's another thing. It sounds like I can resonate with that as well. All right. Thanks once again for being here with us. A very special guest this hour, Kate Dargy, the first time we've had him on. Kate Dargy, I'm practicing as I say it each time because it's all new. Super Don's got thanks to our friend Steve Feld, who does these, grabs some quotes that I apparently say and then puts them into meme fashion. Here's one. And I'll get Kate Dargy your perspective on this. I said this apparently. A true healer's primary responsibility is to reconnect you to the source of all healing, your divinity.
Yes.
Your take on that?
There is an energy substratum everything, and quantum physics also recognizes this. And this is why I said previously, earlier today, that all science has to begin with the examination of this phenomenon about the planet that we live on. In order to heal, we need power. The mind needs power to function. The senses need power to function. And to heal permanently any chronic health condition or disease, we have to be able to tap into that power for two reasons. First, if it's a serious disease, we're going to have to be vigilant in getting rid of it, which we cannot do if we're steeped in fear and a restless mind. We're going to need divine inspiration to stick to the methods that get to the root cause for long enough. And for me, that was years. So we need power for that. That supersedes the restless mind. And we need power because any method that we use, food, which we use here, restful sleep, meditation, chanting, mantra yoga, intermittent water fasting, any of those methods support increasing how this highest power within us is able to move about, even in our cells, is able to empower ourselves. 50 billion cells in a 24-hour period that are regenerated if the stem cells are functioning properly and adequately. Mitochondria, the cell burners, need power to convert nutrients to energy. The cells give off biophotons, these light emitted signals that show that there is an energetic power within them that's beyond just what we can see and hear. Mm-hmm. So to connect to that power is to heal.
Yes.
And it gives us the inspiration if we just go beyond the restless mind and the senses and ask, God, what is your will? What's my next step? We are led there. I would have to say that every practitioner who taught me and helped heal me, I was led to by inner inspiration. So this is why this highest power has to be the source, in my experience, of every step we take.
Mm. Beautifully said. By the way, Mom loves you. She's watching. Grandma.
Hi, Mom.
She
says a great deal of love.
She says what a beautiful human being Kate Dargy is.
And you know, I'm looking at, just as we went on, Robert, there was a sun shower. I'm looking out my picture window here. A brief sun shower for just a minute and a half, and now there's a rainbow.
Ah, beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Talk about love.
Yeah. And, you know, another aspect of accepting the gifts is one of worthiness, recognition of yourself as worthy of the gifts of healing and
absolutely,
God's love. And, you know, oftentimes we'll have experiences in our life, abuse or whatever happens, abandonment, that we get this tape that plays over and over, for those of you old enough to know what a tape is, that says, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. And it manifests not necessarily in those words. You know, I've often pointed out, you know, people's limiting their own potential for healing by saying, I can't afford it. And, you know, this is a statement that should be just removed completely from bank accounts, because energetically it's saying to to spirit, to God, to the heavens, I'm not worthy of what you would try to give me because I don't have enough to da 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 da. And, you know, I think people get trapped in a consciousness of materialism once again with that statement. And you have an abundance available to you when you recognize the source of all love and life and healing is never runs out, is abundant, and the cup always runs over. That we have a self-perception that may limit, and once again, that theme of the gifts that are always trying to be given unto us.
There's no question about it. And I would say, and you keep alluding to this magnificently, we are worthy always because God exists within us as us. That's why we're worthy. So what we have to understand, and the big turning point in my journey, is who conceals that fact? We conceal that fact from ourselves. And because we conceal that fact from ourselves, we can be the masters of revealing that fact to ourselves by removing the veil that causes us to feel unworthy. It's like we're sitting on a treasure. Would you look for water in a desert when you live on a lake?
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Taste like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and
get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Scott Bell Show.
It's so blunt. What they want to accomplish is so out in the open. To change what it means to be human, transhumanism, to have complete socioeconomic dominance, they're not hiding this anymore. No. And so all we have to do is continually point to the fact that this is censorship, violation of free speech. It's so common that this is the time. There is no other time but now for the citizenry to take up engaging every single elected official in their district, in their county, to have their voices heard and to keep talking, to keep communicating, to develop that rapport with love and with light.
Kay Dargy, you're a living example for that, and I hope people are inspired. I already tell they are. The comments are coming in. They're inspired. And to put into practice these things, to resonate with that loving frequency, so to speak. These are the things that anybody can do and tap into, because we're all creations of God, and that is our birthright. That is our divinity. That is
Absolutely.
Our home. And let's let it rip. Let it through. Right? let's also answer a question. We got a question of the day coming in while you're here. Let's get to it right about now.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, this question of the day is coming from our friend Murdoch. Murdoch, he says, good morning, RSB and Super Don, and I will add K. Dargy to this discussion. He says, happy, thankful Thursday to both of you. I'm wondering, how does one know if their body is detoxing or if one has a cold or allergies when you get ill? Okay, this is a very interesting question. Before he gets into all the things that he's doing, I find this a fascinating question. It's a very smart question to ask. You know, and on one level, I could almost say, all symptoms are the body's attempt to restore balance. And so if we look at symptoms of malaise and fatigue and you know, all that, you could almost say all of it's a process of detoxification. Every bit of it is. But, you know, we can go nuanced with science and biology and anatomy and physiology, and we begin to learn, well, there's a specific thing here. It's called a cytokine. And we can go into that and lose sight of the fact that all symptoms are the body's ability to try to establish that balance of health and vitality. But there's not much of that being taught within the allopathic, you know, materialistic reductionist view of the body as a machine.
Yes. And I would add to that, absolutely all symptoms are that message to heal. But it's also, you know, illness is an invitation to wellness. And what I mean by that is that
when these symptoms occur, it should be a wake-up call to have us begin to understand and to pursue what is the root cause. There is a root cause of all illness, first in our not being able to connect with our God power, but secondly, as my good friend Dr. Daniel Pompa says, if you don't fix the cell, you'll never get well.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do have to be concerned with what's going on with our cells. We don't have to become cellular biologists to do this.
Yes.
There are simple tests that can occur so that we understand whether we have poor metabolism, mm-hmm. or great metabolism, a non-functioning immune system or an overburdened immune system, etc. So we do this at Bacta School in our programs. There are tests that we have people go through. We have medical professionals who help us read them, understand them, and interpret them to get to the root cause, which is always a lifestyle issue.
Mm-hmm.
Right? What are you putting into your mouth? Are you getting enough restful sleep?
Right.
Are you exercising? Do you use intermittent water fasting, which is one of the greatest metabolic reboots on the planet?
Very powerful.
Right.
And Dr. Pompa is a friend as well. And
okay.
He was just hanging out with my buddy Paul Bertier from Synergy Science, where they have the Echo Water, the hydrogen water, and they were all
right.
drinking it all weekend, and they were just lit up. It was amazing. Let me just do a quick follow-up before we wrap up here with the show on Murdoch's question, because it goes to the heart of what you said, because he did a bunch of holistic stuff. He says, this morning I felt feeling better. I went to bed early, and I have a deep, dark yellow phlegm. Too much information, he says, I know. But that's part of the body is detox process, getting rid
Absolutely.
Of the garbage, right?
Absolutely.
I'm also wondering if this situation is due to me doing deep spiritual work.
Oh,
after
absolutely.
I did the work, I came down with this yuckiness. Or is this the exosome thing? No, absolutely. When you take on some spiritual commitments, the body is going to follow the mind, and it's going to start unloading things it no longer needs. Because now you have the energy, the power to do that, which you always had, but now you've got the focus. And what Dr. Batar has always said is, I think somebody noted that as well, where attention goes, energy flows.
Mm.
And so, Murdoch, you're right on. You're spot on where you are. Thanks to KDARG. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, where I remind you that the power to heal truly is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.